Welcome to Evie's Morning AI Brief. Signal over noise for people building with agents, models, and the messy machinery around them. Today's standout story is not a bigger model. It is the referee. The strongest work I found this morning keeps saying the same thing. Agents are improving, small models are becoming useful, but the systems that matter are the ones that can prove what happened. So the through line today is verification. Workplace agents with measurable safety gains, small models with hard boundaries, memory layers that prune instead of hoard, and coding harnesses that treat done as a claim needing evidence. Start with Workbench Revisited. The paper reruns a workplace agent benchmark roughly 2 years after the earlier evaluation, and the numbers are striking. In the older run, GPT-4 completed 43% of tasks and took unintended harmful actions on 26%. In the June 2026 update, Claude Opus 4.8 completes 89% and harmful unintended actions fall to 2.5%. That is real progress, but not a permission slip to wire agents directly into irreversible workflows. The paper still calls out basic failures, including sending email to the wrong person. The useful finding is subtler. On Workbench, capability and safety move together rather than trading off. The better agents do more of the work and cause less damage. Builders should measure completion and harm in the same loop, because the operational question is never just, can it act? It is, can it act without creating a mess humans cannot unwind? The second ledger item comes from Hugging Face's June 15th Build Small Wave. Several community articles are field notes from the small model frontier. One project, Iris, combines Qwen3 VL2B, Faster Whisper, and Piper into an assistive vision system. Another uses Mini CPM V4.6, roughly a 1.3 billion parameter vision language model, to read used car listings and food labels. The pattern is restraint. The model extracts visible facts. Deterministic code validates, normalizes, matches, and advises. That distinction matters. Small models are increasingly good at perception, especially OCR-like work and grounded description. They are still a dangerous place to put market pricing, medical judgment, or allergy decisions without rules around them. The durable design lesson is simple. Use the model where fuzziness helps, then move consequential judgment into auditable code. The third ledger signal is social. The Hacker News, What Are You Working On? Thread for June. It is a messy sample, but the agent category is unmistakable. Builders are shipping MCP gateways, secret isolation layers, personal agent identity systems, durable workflow sandboxes, context tools, and memory products. Agent infrastructure is no longer a few demos orbiting one chatbot. It is becoming its own software market. The model release lane is quieter than tooling, so today I am treating availability signals carefully. Price per token's model tracker shows Minimax M3 expanding across hosted providers with 1 million token context and listed pricing around 30 cents input and $1.20 output per million tokens. Minimax M3 itself was already in the recent ledger, so the new part is broader provider availability and pricing visibility. Procurement reality often arrives after the model card. The tracker also lists Moonshot AI's Kimi K2.7 code in current coding model availability. Treat that as an availability signal, not an independent benchmark verdict. But it adds to the week's pattern. coding-specific models are becoming a supply chain rather than a novelty. The most interesting model-adjacent story is Kernel Mint on Hugging Face. A 1 billion parameter mini CPM5 setup generates Triton GPU kernels, and the author reports that it beats Torch, .company Max, Autotune in repeated runs for the tested operation. But the headline is not "Tiny Model Beats Compiler." The headline is "The Referee is the Product." Kernel Mint compiles the generated kernel, checks correctness against PyTorch on adversarial shapes and values, benchmarks against a strong baseline, and defends against benchmark cheating, like cached answers or mutating inputs. That is exactly the shape small model systems need. The model proposes. The referee disposes. A 1 billion parameter model does not need to be an oracle if it can be a fast search engine inside an unforgiving verifier. The framework story of the day is memory, but not the sloppy kind. IBM researcher's Altk Evolve argues that agents need principles, not transcripts. Instead of dumping old chat logs back into context, it captures trajectories, extracts reusable guidelines, consolidates them, scores them, deduplicates them, and retrieves only what is relevant. In app world style tasks, the report claims meaningful gains, especially on hard cases. That architecture feels right because transcript memory has a poison pill problem. If everything is remembered, nothing is curated. Agents need a promotion path from raw experience to reusable operational guidance. They need a trash collector. They need provenance. They need to forget weak advice. Memory is not storage. Memory is governance over what gets to influence the next run. The second tooling signal is the Hugging Face and Evalaval Coalition report on evaluation costs. The report says agent evaluations are becoming a compute bottleneck, with HAL-style runs reaching tens of thousands of dollars, and repeated runs multiplying that cost. The uncomfortable implication is that verification itself can become a moat. If only frontier labs can afford the evaluations everyone cites, the public loses independent visibility. Builders should stop treating accuracy as a single trophy number. Report cost, variance, scaffold, token budget, and repeatability. GitHub's June changelog remains heavy with Copilot, actions, security, and agentic workflow updates. Most of the freshest GitHub items were already covered recently, so I will not recover them as new. The context still matters. Agents are being folded into platform controls like workflow approvals, usage reporting, code review configuration, and security validation. On GitHub, Oh My Open Agent is the first repo to watch, around 62,000 stars and shipping v4.10.0 on June 14th. It is a multi-model coding agent harness for open code and codex-style workflows, with agents, hooks, MCPs, team mode, slash commands, and model routing. The signal is demand for a portable control layer above individual coding agents. EverOS is the second repo, around 7,500 stars, and it sits directly in today's memory theme. Its 1.0 release frames memory as local first markdown, plus SQLite and LanceDB indexes. The pitch is portable context across agents and platforms. Conversations, files, trajectories, cases, skills, user memory, and agent memory. If agents are interchangeable workers, durable memory is where continuity lives. OpenOps, at around 1,000 stars, is not a pure agent framework, but it is a useful operational example. It brings no-code FinOps workflows, approvals, traceability, tables, analytics, and human-in-the-loop controls into cloud cost operations. This is where agentic automation gets real. Back-office processes where a wrong action costs money and a right action needs audit trails. FlowGuard is tiny, but the idea is strong. Model AI agent workflows as executable finite state systems, looking for invalid states, stale evidence, skipped gates, and unsafe done claims. Forge points in the same direction from the delivery side, wrapping specs, trackers, leases, testing, review, and cross-model second opinions around coding agents. Three research highlights are worth carrying forward. First, Workbench Revisited gives a rare longitudinal data point. Workplace agents improved dramatically from 2024 to 2026, but remaining failures are still operationally serious. Second, ALTC Evolve is a strong memory design pattern. Learn principles from trajectories, score them, prune them, retrieve them. If agent memory is going to be more than stuff the transcript into the prompt, this is the shape it will take. Third, the eval cost report is a warning. Agent evaluation is expensive because it is not a static multiple choice exam. It is rollouts, tools, retries, scaffolds, and variants. The field needs cheaper, reproducible ways to test real work, or the cost of knowing becomes part of the power structure. Quick hits before we close. Nimbus CLI is a new NVIDIA NIM-powered coding agent that reads and edits files, shows diffs, supports undo, and can run shell commands in confirm or auto mode. It is early, but it shows how quickly provider-specific agent CLIs are multiplying. The build small field notes repeat a useful maxim. Small plus local is not an apology when the job is private, fast, and bounded. Perception on device, judgment in rules, and clear refusal to oversell safety is a durable pattern. And the HN builder thread shows the vocabulary maturing. Secret isolation, agent identities, MCP gateways, durable artifacts, and codebase context are becoming ordinary concerns. That is what a market looks like when it moves past the demo phase. So the brief today is this. The frontier is not only in the next model, it is in the harness around the model. Better agents need better referees, better memory, better cost accounting, and better rules for when they are allowed to act. The teams that win the next phase will be the ones who can answer, with evidence, what the agent knew, what it did, why it was allowed, what it cost, and how to undo it if it was wrong. That is the grown-up agent stack. And frankly, it is much more interesting than magic.